堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。 Tate 女士和 Pete Neal 先生今天再次会面，他俩要讨论 World Graphics 公司的企业文化，也就是 Corporate Culture。 这家公司的特色是重视工作人员的合作，集体合作可以用一个英文词来表达 Teamwork， T-E-A-M-W-O-R-K Teamwork。 还有一个和 teamwork 相关联的短语 Team player， Team player 原来的意思是球队队员，同球队队员打球得互相配合，所以人们用 team player 来指能配合集体工作的人。好，我们去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，World Graphics 公司要聘用什么样的工作人员？
Are you ready to make a decision?
You mean, are we ready to make a decision?
Always we. I do admire the teamwork at World Graphics.
Our teams have made us successful.
All your employees are team players.
We won't hire anyone who isn't a team player.
I think this means that you don't want to outsource your work.
No, we won't outsource. It doesn't fit with our corporate culture.
Tate 女士和 Pete Neal 先生已经商谈了 World Graphics 公司要扩展可能采取哪些途径。在这个基础上， Tate 女士一见面就问什么？ Pete Neal 先生又怎么应对呢？
Pete, are you ready to make a decision?
You mean, are we ready to make a decision?
Tate 女士问，你是否准备好做决定了？她用的人称代词 you 既可以是单数，又可以是复数。Neil 先生因而追问，你的意思是我们准备好做决定了吗？她用了复数代词 we。他在这儿特别注重单数和复数代词的区别应用，这显示他不是一个独断独行的人，他非常强调大家共同工作。他俩的话里都有 make a decision， 意思是做出决定。我们往下听他俩的交谈。
Always we. I do admire the teamwork at World Graphics.
Our teams have made us successful.
Tate 女士听到 Neil 先生总是强调 we 就笑了起来，但是她赞赏他们公司的这种企业文化。她说 I admire the teamwork. Admire is spelled A-D-M-I-R-E. Admire 含义是赞赏。 Neil 先生进而表示，他们成功靠的正是这些工作组。我们接着听他俩怎么评论 World Graphics 公司的企业文化。
All your employees are team players.
We won't hire anyone who isn't a team player.
Tate 女士说，你们的员工都是能配合集体工作的人。 Neil 先生接着说明，他们不会雇佣不能配合集体工作的人。刚才他俩的对话里用了三个相关联的词和词组， teamTeamwork, team player. Team 就是团队或者小组。集体配合的概念不仅在体育界重要，对企业界也至关重要。它是许多公司的结构基础。企业衡量雇员表现的一项重要标准，也是看他们能不能配合集体工作，就是看他们能不能进行 teamwork。 换句话说是看他们是不是 team players。现在请你听一小段对话以后就回答我的问题，在答案中注意应用 team、 teamwork 或者 team player， 然后再对照一下我们提供的答案。好，开始。
George, Susan and Martha all work very well together.
They're team players.
What did you say about George, Susan and Martha?
They're team players. The company is changing its organization.
Everyone will work in small groups.
They'll work in teams.
How will the employees work?
They'll work in teams.
It's time for evaluations.
How do you evaluate your workers?
As a manager, teamwork is very important to me.
What is very important to the manager?
Teamwork is very important to her.
我们回到他俩的谈话中来，听听 Tate 女士得出了什么结论。尼友先生认为这个结论对吗？
I think this means that you don't want to outsource your work.
No, we won't outsource. It doesn't fit with our corporate culture.
Tate 女士的结论是 World Graphics 公司不会外包他们的业务。Neil 先生表示他们不会那样做，因为这不符合他们的企业文化。刚才 Tate 女士是自行推断出这个结论的。Neil 先生并没有把这个情况直接告诉她。所以 Tate 女士以这个方式引出她的结论。
I think this means...
我们听几个根据对方的话做出推断的例子。
We haven't had a very good month.
I think this means I'm not going to get my bonus. I am so tired.
I think this means that I should leave. We don't have enough people to do the work.
I think this means we should hire more people.
好，我们再听一遍这段对话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What kind of employees does World Graphics hire?
Are you ready to make a decision?
You mean, are we ready to make a decision?
Always we. I do admire the teamwork at World Graphics.
Our teams have made us successful.
All your employees are team players.
We won't hire anyone who isn't a team player.
I think this means that you don't want to outsource your work.
No, we won't outsource. It doesn't fit with our corporate culture.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What kind of employees does World Graphics hire?
Team players.
Tate 女士和 Neil 先生经过讨论排除了 World Graphics 公司扩展的两种途径。他们认为唯一可取的扩展方式是在国外开设分部。这家公司具备这样做的先天优势，因为他们有多种文化背景的雇员。好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。World Graphics 公司将采取什么扩展步骤？
So, we have two options left. Expand the existing offices or open a branch office.
There is only one option. A branch office to take care of our video production needs.
Well, World Graphics has the right name for a branch office overseas.
Our name is appropriate, and we've thought aboutGoing global for a long time.
Many of your employees have lived overseas.
Both studying and working.
So they're aware of the challenges they'll face.
Yes, we're a multinational firm.
他俩立即言归正传，总结出 World Graphics 公司扩展的可行方案。我们再听一次。
So we have two options left. expand the existing offices, or open a branch office.
There is only one option, a branch office to take care of our video production needs.
他俩刚才谈到外包业务行不通，所以 Tate 女士说还剩下两种选择。但是 Neil 先生说实际上只有一种选择，开设从事录像制作的分部。 Tate 女士话里的 left 意思是留下，剩下，相当于 remaining， 所以她刚才也可以那样说。
So we have two options remaining。
我们接着听他俩评论 World Graphics 公司的名号和他们发展方向的关系。
Well, World Graphics has the right name for a branch office overseas.
Our name is appropriate, and we've thought about going global for a long time.
Tate 女士觉得 World Graphics 公司的名号世界图形设计公司正适合于在国外开设分部办公室。Neil 先生表示同意，并且补充说，他们长久以来一直抱有走向世界的设想。走向世界用英文说是 go global。如今全球性企业越来越多，全球性企业或者跨国公司可以称为 global companies。他俩接着指出 World Graphics 公司雇员的什么特点呢？
Many of your employees have lived overseas.
Both studying and working.
Tate 女士了解他们公司的许多雇员曾经在国外生活过。Neil 先生补充说，他们曾在外国学习工作过。那么，海外生活经验对目前的工作有什么帮助呢？
So you're aware of the kinds of challenges you might face.
Yes, we have a multinational staff.
Tate 女士认为这样他们的职工就明了在国外可能面临什么样的挑战。Neil 先生表示赞同，并且自豪地说他们拥有一支多族裔的职工队伍。多族裔的或者多民族的英文是 multinational。 Multi is spelled M-U-L-T-I， National is spelled N-A-T-I-O N-A-L。 让我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What will World Graphics do?
So we have two options left. Expand the existing offices or open a branch office.
There is only one option.A branch office to take care of our video production needs.
Well, World Graphics has the right name for a branch office overseas.
Our name is appropriate, and we've thought about going global for a long time.
Many of your employees have lived overseas.
Both studying and working.
So they're aware of the challenges they'll face.
Yes, we're a multinational firm.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再参考我们提供的答案。
What will World Graphics do?
Open a branch overseas.
既然他们已经打定主意要在国外开设分部，紧接着的问题是选择合适的地点。他俩都希望尽可能缩小风险。缩小风险用英文说是 minimize the risks， minimize the risks。 minimize is spelled M-I-N-I-M-I-Z-E。 这就意味着他们得研究分析每个地点的有利和不利因素。好，我们接着听他俩的讨论吧，请边听边想这个问题，他们在选择地点的时候希望尽量避免什么。
Well, with that decision behind us, we move on to our next step.
To select the site?
That's the fun part.
Site selection is a big decision. We can't afford any mistakes.
We'll need to analyze the possible sites and weigh the pros and cons.
Examine the political and economic situation in each area.
We want to minimize risks.
So, are there risks in the site's economy?
And are there risks in the government?
Both will have an impact on our foreign business.
Well,
with that decision behind us...
她说, with that decision behind us, with something behind somebody, 意思是某人已经完成了某事。这里说的是我们已经做好的决定。在这个基础上,Tate女士又提出什么呢?
Well, with that decision behind us, we move on to our next step.
她认为他们要继续走下一步了。动词短语move on to,意思是继续往前到什么地方,相当于continue with,或者push ahead with,所以Tate女士也可以那样说来表达同样的意思。Well,
with that decision behind us, we continue to our next step. Well, with that decision behind us, we push ahead with our next step.
我们继续参加他俩的讨论,听听Neil先生怎么猜测Tate女士说的下一步。
To select the site?
他问,是选择地点吗? 他猜得很准。我们接着听他俩对这个步骤有什么不同的想法。That's
the fun part.
Site selection is a big decision. We can't afford any mistakes.
Tate女士觉得这一步很有劲儿,但是Neil先生却感到担心,他认为这是一个重大决定,并且说,we can't afford any mistakes. Can't afford something,意思是无法承担什么事情的后果。所以这句话的意思是,我们可经不起出任何差错。Neil先生刚才的话里用了动词和名词选择,select。 Selection. Select is spelled S-E-L-E-C-T. Selection is spelled S-E-L-E-C-T-I-O-N. 这又是后缀I-O-N, 把动词转变为名词的例子。我们再听一次这两句话,注意里面的select和selection.
To select the site? Site selection is a big decision. We can't afford any mistakes.
Tate女士听了Neil先生的想法之后, 提出什么意见呢? Neil先生还有什么看法呢?
We'll need to analyze the possible sites and weigh the pros and cons.
Examine the political and economic situation in each area.
Tate女士认为他们得分析那些可行地点,衡量那里的利弊。 衡量利弊的英文是 weigh the pros and cons. Weigh the pros and cons. Pro is spelled P-R-O. Con is spelled C-O-N. Pros are advantages. Cons are disadvantages. 而Neil先生进而说, 他们得研究每个地区的政治和经济形势。做抉择的一个好办法是列出有利和不利因素,然后加以权衡比较。如果你要列出在外国开设分部的利弊,你开了的单子可能会包括这几项。An
advantage is that we can spread our wings.
A disadvantage is that it is very far from our office.
An advantage is that we can attract more clients.
A disadvantage is that it will be difficult to control.
请你在课后再补充那些有利和不利因素。我们接着听Tate女士希望能做到什么?
We want to minimize risks.
So, are there risks in the site's economy?
Tate女士的希望是minimize risks,缩小风险。 Neil先生听了表示要探究所选地点的经济形势是否存在不安稳的因素。我们接着听他俩跟着补充什么,但是先得学个生词,影响,impact, I-M-P-A-C-T, impact. Have an impact on something, 意思是 对什么有影响。
And are there risks in the government?
Both will have an impact on foreign businesses.
Tate 女士接着表示，还得探究当地的政体内是否有不安定的因素。Neil 先生总结说，这两方面对外资企业都有影响。好，让我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What do they want to minimize when they pick a site?
Well, with that decision behind us, we move on to our next step.
To select the site?
That's the fun part.
Site selection is a big decision. We can't afford any mistakes.
We'll need to analyze the possible sites and weigh the pros and cons.
Examine the political and economic situation in each area.
We want to minimize risks.
So, are there risks in the site's economy?
And are there risks in the government?
Both will have an impact on our foreign business.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What do they want to minimize when they pick a site?
Risk.
下面我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，复习一下学到的词句。
Are you ready to make a decision?
You mean, are we ready to make a decision?
Always we. I do admire the teamwork at World Graphics.
Our teams have made us successful.
All your employees are team players.
We won't hire anyone who isn't a team player.
I think this means that you don't want to outsource your work.
No, we won't outsource. It doesn't fit with our corporate culture.
So we have two options left. Expand the existing offices or open a branch office.
There is only one option, a branch office to take care of our video production needs.
Well, World Graphics has the right name for a branch office overseas.
Our name is appropriate, and we've thought about going global for a long time.
Many of your employees have lived overseas.
Both studying and working.
So they're aware of the challenges they'll face.
Yes, we're a multinational firm.
Well, with that decision behind us, we move on to our next step.
To select the site?
That's the fun part.
Site selection is a big decision. We can't afford any mistakes.
We'll need to analyze the possible sites and weigh the pros and cons.
Examine the political and economic situation in each area.
We want to minimize risks.
So, are there risks in the site's economy?
And are there risks in the government?
Both will have an impact on our foreign business.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说说怎么邀请对方参与什么活动。
How about lunch today?
Sorry, I can't. I have a meeting.
第一个人邀请对方一起去吃午饭，他是以非正式的口吻来提出的，可见他俩相处很熟。
How about lunch today?
第二个人却不得不拒绝邀请，因为他有会议。
Sorry, I can't. I have a meeting.
他说 sorry, 表示遗憾，然后加上拒绝的原因。多数人在拒绝他人邀请的时候，总会解释一下理由，有时甚至编造一个借口，因为美国人觉得不加以解释的拒绝往往令人难堪。可以用不同的方式来提出邀请。
Do you want to go to lunch? Can you go to lunch today? Can you do lunch today?
要是被邀者表示接受，那他通常会再加上一句，例如
Sure, what time?
他也可以那样说
Sure, call me when you're ready.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加下次会谈，到时候 Tate 女士和 Neil 先生要考虑在某一地点投资的其他企业是否对这个投资环境表示有信心。我是伟伟， 这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。